Christ is risen, hallelujah. Two more weeks of Easter season. Keep the spirit of the resurrection alive in our hearts. An amazing thing happened right here in this church on Friday afternoon. We had a wedding at 3 o'clock. Pretty big wedding party, 10 couples and lots of people. But the entire nuptial mass was presented to the congregation in sign language. Because the groom's mother and father are both deaf from birth. And a lot of their social friends were also from the deaf community. That in itself was an amazing thing to see how amazingly Sister Kathleen could sign the entire liturgy, including my homily, which is hard to keep up with sometimes. But at the end of the liturgy, after communion, one of the bridesmaids, a sister of the groom, came over and sang a beautiful meditation hymn. I thought, now here's a young lady that grew up in a totally deaf household. Yet she had somehow found the ability with her own natural hearing to learn how to sing so beautifully. And I said to myself, there's a homily in there somewhere. It's all about hearing and listening. The gospel account of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, talks about voice recognition, about listening to the shepherd call, about following the voice of the shepherd, hearing with attention, listening, and you'll hear the voice. Now, listening isn't just a matter of oral ability, although many of us are of an age when our doctor says to us, if you would just listen closely to your own body about how you feel healthy and sick, you kind of get a good clue, huh? But there's a deeper level of listening. We're called to listen with an open mind to the ideas, the perspective, and the point of view of others around us. And we're called to listen with open hearts to the emotions and concerns and the hopes and fears and anxieties and aspirations of those around us. To listen with an open mind and an open heart, it's an act of love. It's a sign of respect and affirmation to the other. I don't need to tell you that in our current environment, okay, filled with contentious voices, with kind of smart-aleck responses to each other, by a kind of mean-spirited debate about just about every issue that comes down the pike, people have stopped listening. We're too busy shouting at one another, contesting one another, debating with one another. I would suggest that there are two things that we need to do a little more consistently. First is to renew our commitment to listen with an open mind and an open heart to those around us. And second, to recommit ourselves to listen for the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, calling us to follow him in the midst of all the contentious issues which we live. Listening with attention is an act of love. And if we don't learn to listen to each other, how will we ever hear the voice of the shepherd? And when a couple stops listening to one another, they soon stop loving one another too.